Backseat Box Office, episode number 11, for the weekend of December 3rd through December 5th, 2010. Hey, this is Tony.
So we'll keep our usual order.
Yes.
Damn it.
For that, you're editing this week.
I blame you.
Now I feel like I'm on the way of the game because we do this every week.
See, what I used
to,
what I used to do with Adam is I used to like do something on purpose to make him laugh while he was saying his name. It was awesome.
Boop, boop, boop. Take two.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Andrew.
This is Jonathan.
This is Lamb.
And this is Daryl.
We are the Backseat Producers. And there's a lot of us today.
That's right.
Between Lem showing up and Andrew...
Slam. Slam, lad. It's Liam.
Liam. Oh, Liam.
Liam, for crying out loud.
Liam. And Andrew sending pictures of her stones, which I think maybe we should include those in the show notes. Apparently they've been Backseat Producers that have grown into Liam over here.
Well, I just came here for the box office, actually.
Oh. So, how you guys doing?
Still full of turkey.
Oh, man. Thanksgiving was awesome. Though I'm disappointed. I disappointedly did not have any chirpumple.
I told my family about chirpumple. Mm-hmm. I brought the word of the chirpumple to the clan. Not a single person was interested.
I had the same reaction. They're fools.
They were all disturbed. It was like, this is the greatest creation ever. Come on now.
Yes. Okay, so for you guys who weren't here last week, because we have a couple people who weren't here, they may not understand what the glory of the chirpumple is. Do you know, Daryl?
Bring the word.
All right. So the chirpumple is a cherry pie baked inside a... Was that the white cake?
White cake.
Cherry pie baked inside a white cake, a pumpkin pie baked inside of a spice cake, and an apple pie baked inside of a yellow cake, layered with icing in between and made into a layer cake.
Sounds like diabetes in the making.
Yes. Exactly.
You sound like my wife. They said it couldn't be done, but it was done and it was good.
Did you actually make a chirpumple?
No, so here's the plan. I was talking to my gaming group because my wife, as I've mentioned, is not into it. But my Sunday night gaming group, they are in. So we're making one up for this coming Sunday.
Nice.
It's gonna be good.
That sounds hot. I want photos of it.
Keep an eye on Twitter. I'm sure it'll pop up there.
Rockin'. All right. Did anybody go out shopping Friday morning? Because this guy did.
No.
I was in line at Target at 3:45 in the a.m.
That's impressive.
You're insane.
Sounds pretty nuts, man.
I got everything I wanted.
I was at Walmart at midnight, but not for anything in particular. So
just hanging out.
You were just there for the experience.
Well, my wife works there, and so
she had to have support.
You were making sure she didn't get murdered. Or trampled.
Kinda, yeah. I dropped her off at work since it was, you know, we left Thanksgiving dinner and it was my father-in-law's house. And so I dropped her off at work and I just kind of hung out. And I was looking for a PSP deal, like $129. You get a big bundle pack that's normally like $200. But there was a mess there and... ultimately, the one bit of shopping that I did on Black Friday was online. So, which
nice.
Personally is my favorite way to avoid the crowds and getting killed. So,
I actually enjoy Black Friday. It's an experience. I've done it for at least 5 years now.
Harken back to your hunter days.
Actually, yeah. It there's nothing like the experience of seeing a woman who's 5'3" at the most, elbow in the face some dudes that's 6 foot tall and watch him drop like a rock. Nothing beats that. standing in a Walmart at 5 a.m. to see this. Then 2 hours over to hear a blood-curdling scream, like as if someone was stabbed. And by the time you get over there, no blood, no evidence of injury, people just enjoying commerce.
I will tell you what, it is impressive. I worked Black Friday a couple of years ago when Walmart had their big, like, Xbox 360 deals. That a 360 is not a light thing.
No.
And then when it's in, I want to say, I don't think there were Rock Band packs. I don't remember what it was, but it was in a box that was like twice as long as the regular Xbox box. So you're talking about probably 40 pounds for just the box for the Xbox.
Nice.
And then probably another 20 pounds of crap in there. And when 5 a.m. rolled around and they let the people go, there were boxes literally 6 feet in the air, like above people's heads.
Oh, I believe it.
It was... I wasn't even there. I wasn't, like, at the actual station. I was down an aisle. I could see them, like, flying through the air. I was like, oh, that's going to land on somebody's head, and then I'm going to laugh.
America is the only country in the world.
I was unconscious at the end of it, so I was disappointed there. But it was just, it was ridiculous. It was like 5 a.m., 4:59, everybody's okay. 5 a.m., there are Xboxes flying. 5:01, there's nobody there anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is absolutely craziness.
America is the only country where shopping is a full-contact sport.
We play Rock Band where I'm from, you know.
Okay, so...
You know, we were very close to catastrophe. Speaking of catastrophe,
uh-oh.
We were very close to it this past weekend.
Oh,
because there was only about $300,000 between Harry Potter and Tangled.
That was craziness.
We talked last week about, oh yeah, Harry Potter being a one, Harry Potter being a one, but no, just barely by the skin of its teeth it held on.
But it did hold on. It was number one.
And even worse, the one movie that none of us wanted to be even hardly in the top five, like the one that all of us were making fun of, ended up
yes.
The only one of the new releases, aside from Tangled, that was in the top five.
Yep.
Yeah.
This was not a good week for any of us.
It was not.
You know, well, so here were the results from last week. At number one, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, dropped 60.7%, but held on to the first place spot with 49 million. Tangled debuted at number two with 48.7 million. Megamind dropped to number three with 12.5 million. Burlesque opened at number four with 11 million. And then Unstoppable drops to number five with 11.4 million. The other new releases we talked about last week that weren't in the top five were Love and the Other Drugs at number six with 9.7 million. And Faster at number seven with 8.5 million. Not quite working out the way I think Tony Mass thought it would.
No. But it was very close to 10 million. I must say, it was only 1.5 million away from 10 million.
That's true.
As my 10 million.
That's true. That's your.
My 10 million rule. Yep. When in doubt, 10 million out.
Charlie.
My question is, why won't Megamind die?
Because it's Megamind.
It's because of you.
Because there's so few animated films out this season.
Except Tangled.
But this is the week when Tangled came out.
Yeah.
And Megamind is still number three?
Granted, it's number three.
Parents drop their kids off
12.5 million
so they can go shopping.
Or so that they can go see Harry Potter. Yeah, 12.5 million.
There was only one person. Oh, good.
No, I was just going to say 12.5 million, number three. And it only dropped 20%. That was unexpected.
That is insane.
I would have expected.
Will Ferrell makes money. I mean, his fan base is huge.
I bet you guys even know some of his movies over there.
Oh, it's great. Talladega Nights is one of our favorites, actually.
Hey, I do like me some Talladega Nights. Little Ricky Bobby.
It's fantastic. The only thing I don't like about it is, I mean, he really shouldn't try to pull off an accent he can't really do. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those guys are dicks who try that. That's horrible.
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey, old man.
my God. I love that movie.
All right. So I had the pleasure of doing the show notes and got creative.
I like that. I like that. You really capture our personalities, I think.
I think so. So my picks in order for last week were Harry Potter and Why Isn't Neville the Star of the Show Part 1. Tangled, Burlesque, Megamind, Faster. I rocked the 40%. Jonathan, how did you do?
Well, I had Harry Potter and Is This Train About Done Part 1. Followed by Tangled, Faster, Love and Other Drugs, and Megamind. So, yeah, there's 40% for me. Andrew?
Yeah, so I picked from last week, I picked Harry Potter and Did You Know Hermione Has Been Legal for 2 Years, Part 1. Number 2 was Tangled. Number 3 was Love and Other Drugs. Number 4, Faster. Number 5, Burlesque. And much like my co-host, I am rocking the 40%. Watch out.
Ding. Three-way tie. Achievement. We picked up another achievement.
300,000 from a three-way tie at zero.
Oh, my
that
God.
That would have been horrible.
That would have been epic. That would have been absolutely fantastic.
And we were actually... I was 1.5 million away from being... Was it 1.5 million? Something ridiculous. Like 1.5 million away from being perfect again. So...
You were close.
I was close.
You were close. But you know what they say.
How do you...
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
You had Faster, which isn't even in the top 5. Burlesque and Megamind Switch. That's a whole lot of money that's got to be flipped around and tried out.
It really wasn't. There was not a whole lot of money in between the three of them. Because Megamind was 12.5.
Faster is like $3 million less than Unstoppable. I am calling... BS on you, sir, because that is $3 million. No. Unstoppable. And
it's 1.5 million in my head. If Faster would have actually hit the $10 million mark that I gave it.
So using the
learn your math,
you made up
Tony math.
You know what?
Using that's Tony okay. math, it works. 1.5. Deal with it.
Well, then I'm claiming English major math, and I was only $100,000 away from.
Okay, that's fair.
Not the best workforce, but not bad.
All right, so.
That was pretty terrible, actually.
Yeah, it was a.
You're so negative, John.
It was a rough week. All right.
I gotta keep the papers on. Yeah.
By my count, we only have one new movie coming out this week in wide release. True?
Can we even count this as wide release?
I don't know. Box Office Mojo counts it as wide release. I think they have like they even call it barely in there somewhere. Because I mean, it's only in being released to 1,500 screens, which is not many. Now, if this was what's your movie, Andrew?
Fair Game.
Fair Game. Now, if this was Fair Game being released,
what is up?
If Fair Game was being released in 1,500 screens, I think we'd easily say this would be number one weekend for this. But Warrior's Way, Warrior's Way, I'm not so sure.
What started as a big joke, I have now became quite the convert on. I want to see this movie. I'm willing to drive to go see this movie now.
I think at that point, when Backseat Producers gets around to making doing an episode on Fair Game, you need to actually show up here to do that one.
I probably would because I want to see this thing. There's no Cindy Crawford this time around, but I'll still go check it out.
As long as one of the Baldwins are in it, it'll be good.
exactly.
All right.
So
Baldwins make it better.
So The Warrior's Way.
I believe our new movie this week. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say The Warrior's Way is our new movie this week. The synopsis is, the world's greatest swordsman abandons his warrior clan to start a new life in the American Badlands in The Warrior's Way. A visually dazzling modern martial arts adventure with stunningly choreographed fight sequences and gravity-defying stunts. In an original, gorgeously realized journey into a mythical past, writer-director Snigmu Lee... I'm sorry.
Well
there,
said.
There are four consonants in a row. You do a better job pronouncing Sngmoo-ni-li. All right. Seamlessly marries the cinematic traditions of the East and West Korean superstar Jang Dong-gun, Kate Bosworth, Danny Hudson, and Academy Award winner Jeffrey Rush star in this epic story of revenge and redemption. And there are this movie gets released on Friday, and there are no reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Not even there are five and no consensus yet. There are literally no reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
There probably won't be until it's out, because that's a typical trick that the production companies will do. If they're not sure that this thing will win, they just won't do any
releases. By this time Wednesday, though, there's normally at least a handful, like three or four. This zero is not a good sign.
Well, that's to say their typical trick. They don't think this thing's going to do that good, so they're going to hold off on all the pre-releases as long as possible.
That's fair, because it's probably not going to do well.
What was the budget for it?
You know,
but that's
what was the budget for it?
Do not know.
Okay.
There's no budget for it listed, so it's probably $1.50.
Yeah. Well, if they make their money back, then Warriors Way 2 will be on its way, no matter what the reviews say.
Well, it's already been done. They just take the outtakes and resplice them all together.
Yeah, they probably have Warriors Way 2 in the can already.
It'll be for straight to DVD. You can get the box at the same time.
So do we want to go in the same order we went with last week since we tied?
That works with me.
That means I have to go first.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Too late. No tap backs.
You suggested it.
I did.
Your fault.
Mine. My fault. All right. You know what? I'm going to go top down. Number one. I'm going to say Tangled. I think it's not going to have as much of a drop-off as Harry Potter is. Harry Potter had a big drop-off, 60% last week. So I'm going to say Tangled is going to hold on to a little more of its audience than Harry Potter will. So Tangled at one, Harry Potter at number two. I don't know, Unstoppable seems to be fairly unstoppable at this point.
I'd take a chance on Burlesque. That
movie's going to drop like a rock.
I don't know. I think it hasn't found. It's getting a lot of hype, and there's
No.
It's got Cher in it, and there are a lot of people who are suckers for Cher. So
let's musicals. Check something that I did not check regarding Burlesque. 36%
This hype.
36% No good can come of this. All right. That said, I'm going to not put Burlesque at number three for my pick. I've got Tangled number one, Harry Potter number two, number three, Unstoppable, number four, Megamind, number five, I probably will put Fair Game in there because I really don't know what else to do. I'm checking some scores just because I'm not sure. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something crazy and put Love and Other Drugs at number five. I think maybe it's going to find an audience this week. I'm just spitballing. So there you go. There's mine. Next.
Jonathan.
All right. Well, I've been working out my research methods, and it really what it comes down to is I've been categorically figuring out which ones don't work, and then, all right, this week we'll go with the reviews, and this week we'll go with something else. And thus far, none of them have worked.
So are you doing the chicken bone casting then this week? Is that...
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. I figure I've got about two more weeks. I got two more options that I can think of right now.
So dartboard this week?
when do entrails come into this?
That's my second option. That's my option next week. Mm. And then when, you know, I put too many holes in the wall, I'm just going to start rolling dice.
Fair.
But...
That's a fair game.
This week, I went back and I looked at, because I noticed that Box Office Mojo has comparisons with similar movies from back in the day.
Oh no, you didn't. So
I looked at that stuff, and what I noticed is that Harry Potter in the third week of every single movie just about has a huge drop off.
Really?
And what I also noticed, yeah, every single movie just about. I think like the only one that doesn't is Goblet of Fire.
Hmm.
No, is Sorcerer's Stone. The first one.
The first one
is the only one that doesn't have a massive drop off in the third week. That goes from like 100 million to 50 million to like 12 million.
Wow. Million.
So I'm going to go with Tangled, then Harry Potter. And then the other thing I noticed was that the weekend after Thanksgiving is terrible at the box office, which unfortunately doesn't help me at all, because that means all of these other movies are probably going to be really close.
They weren't that close to begin with. I mean, there's only 1.2 million between Megamind and Unstoppable this week. That's between third and fifth place.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, you're looking at total box office is cut in half or worse. So you're taking that and cutting it in half or more. They get even closer, which is even just a couple more audience members going one way or the other. You know, $500,000 is a lot to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
$250,000 probably maybe not be so much, and $100,000 really isn't. So I don't know. At least that's the maths I'm working on right now. So I'm going to say that I think Burlesque is going to hold it, because I've also determined that critics don't know a damn thing and Rotten Tomatoes is useless. So I can point to Skyline and Burlesque as being that succeeded despite Rotten Tomatoes. I can point to Faster, and I've forgotten the other movie, but at least a couple where Rotten Tomatoes terrible reviews have, you know, sunk a movie, or have at least combined with the sinking of the movie. It's useless. I'm not even checking that website anymore. So Burlesque at number 3, then we will go with Love and Other Drugs at number 4. I'm going to say Warrior's Way at number 5.
Ooh.
I think kung fu action sci-fi western amalgamation thing. I think it could pull it in.
All right.
And on a week where it only needs probably 6-7 million to get into the top instead of 10 to 15,
you've got a point there. You've got a point there, Andrew. What you got, hey, sir?
Real quick, Jonathan. On your list, before I give my picks, I just have a quick question. Did you consult Deep Blue at all on this list?
Did I consult Deep Blue?
Yeah.
No, I kicked him to the corner a little while ago.
Okay, just checking. All right. So I stared at this.
If you're getting sued by Bobby Fischer
for libel,
he just kept going. Like Deep Blue just kept going off, and I was like, dude, you need to calm down. I can't tell these stories on the podcast.
So Deep Blue, you know, peaked and never got over, never moved on with his life after that.
Well, I mean, what do you do after that? Where do you go?
For NASA? I don't know. All right, so my picks for this week. I took Tangled at number 1, Harry Potter at number 2. I'm feeling a little bit stronger about The Warrior's Way than you guys. I threw it at number 3.
Well.
Yeah, number 3.
Wow. Check you out.
I know if it works out, it'll look really impressive next week.
You'll be the big baller.
Yeah, I have to quote Tony Mast, I'm big balling. At number 4, sorry, I got lost my place there for a second. At number 4, God help me, I put Burlesque. I know. Actually, no, I'm going to change this. Screw Burlesque. I'm going to put Megamind at number 4.
There you go.
And then I'm going to throw Love and Other Drugs at number 5.
Screw Burlesque. It's off the list completely.
Are you locked in there?
I'm locked in. Tangled, Harry Potter, Warrior's Way, Megamind, Love and Other Drugs.
The thing that gets me is that Megamind right now is at number 9 for the week. And I know that daily totals aren't as big.
Kids don't go see movies.
I know they're not that big, but that's a huge drop from what's like it's been doing in the past. when it was number one during the week, it'd be down at like number three. Yeah. Now it's all the way down at number nine, and it's only making $400,000.
You know, I have underguessed Megamind every week and gotten burned by it. So this week I'm going to give it too much credit and probably get burned by it. But that's my pick. That's what I'm going with.
I've decided I hate Megamind, and I am thus going to, even if it is on the chart for the next 50 years, I'm not going to pick it.
I decided I hate Burlesque, so.
I know.
So much hate for it.
I think
so
it's going to burn both of you, and I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, if it's number three, if it goes up a spot, I am just going to drink.
That's always a good solution. Do you guys have any
Tony Mass solution.
It works. 4.5 years podcasting. Proof.
I'll give the opinion that Tangled, yes, it's going to take the top spot away from Harry Potter.
Any predictions beyond that?
Not much. I think you're still
We normally go harsh. Down to five. We normally go down to five.
I think you're all being too harsh on Megamind. Again, this Christmas break's coming up for a lot of kids, and they're going to be looking for something. And I'm saying before, there's a shortage of animated major motion pictures out there, and they'll always drop the kids off there as a default on one of them.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they? The thing I don't understand is why wouldn't they go to Tangled?
They will. They'll probably see both.
The thing with Megamind, though, is it's in its third or fourth week of release now. It's going to start losing screens.
So. Well, yeah, eventually it's going to have to because it'll just be crowded out. But still, again, once a lot of the younger crowd, you know, is on Christmas break, they're going to start taking advantage of the afternoon shows and whatnot just to alleviate the boredom. I mean, they'll want to go out and... just being the mall rats that they are, they'll pick something and they'll go see either. They won't pick Disney because it's Disney, no matter how good it is. They'll pick the other one.
Yeah, but I mean, Christmas break isn't this week.
No, but it's coming up for a lot of kids.
Yeah, but then, but see, yeah, by that time you're going to have the new Chronicles of Narnia movie mm-hmm. out, Yogi Bear,
right?
Tron Legacy,
right? There's a whole bunch of them slated to come out, but. I'd still say that Megamind has a chance to hold its position for a while longer.
All right. Cool. What do you have, Liam?
I'm going to have unprecedented Harry Potter third week, number one.
Look out.
I think a lot of college kids are going to be out and about, and that's the one they're going to want to see. Plus, the reviews are good. So, and then probably number two will be Tangled still. And after that, probably Warrior's Way will be at number three. Love and Drugs, Love and Other Drugs at number four, and Burlesque at number five.
All right, very good.
Watch, Liam's going to be the first 100%.
Probably, and I'm going to punch him in the throat.
Well, after that, we'll have to go get a brew. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right, sounds like a plan. After a bit of a row, have a bit of a brew. That's why we do it.
That's how we roll. All right, that's all I've got, gentlemen. Anything else?
I think I'm good. You guys can go get wings. I'm willing to cut it short for a little. I don't want to go get wings, but I can't.
That sucks for you.
I know. Actually, I don't know if I could or not. Anyway.
Andrew, are you still with us?
Well, we'll sign off.
Can you hear me now?
Now again. Yeah, there he is.
There you go.
That was weird. Sorry.
All your packets went to China.
All right.
All right. You got anything else, sir?
I'm good.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. We'll see how this all shakes out.
Thanks for having me on. It's been an honor.
Thanks for showing up, Liam. Thanks for showing up, Daryl. Yep. Sticking around. All right.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
See you guys next week.